If you'd like to review the information in today's episode, visit my website, latinamericaneo.org, and look for the information either in my blog posts or in the resources tab next to support. Bitcoin is not only the first cryptocurrency, but it's also the best known of the more than 5,000 cryptocurrencies in existence today, like Ethereum. I'm sure by now you've heard the media or maybe someone you know mention it. What makes Bitcoin so great is that anyone in the world can invest in it. However, understanding the ins and outs can be tricky. So today we're going to take a closer look at the basics of how Bitcoin works. If you're also interested in NFTs, non-fungible tokens, stick around for the end to learn what they are and why everyone's been talking about them recently. I'm Kevin Munoz, this is the Leo Podcast, and today is Monday, March 29th. So what is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency that you can buy, sell, and exchange directly without an intermediary like a bank. Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, originally described the need for an electronic payment system based on cryptographic proof instead of trust. If you are interested in Bitcoin and want to read the mission behind Bitcoin and how it came about, the first place people will direct you to is the Bitcoin White Paper. It was published in 2008 by Satoshi Nakamoto. The white paper outlines what Bitcoin is and how it works. Each and every Bitcoin transaction that's ever been made exists on a public ledger accessible to everyone, making transactions hard to reverse and difficult to fake. That's by design. Core to their decentralized nature, Bitcoins aren't backed by the government or any issuing institution, and there's nothing to guarantee their value besides the proof baked in the heart of the system. The reason why it's worth money is simply that we as people decide it has value, which is the same as gold. Publicly, it launched in 2009 and has since risen dramatically in value. It once sold for under $150 per coin, and as of today, it now sells well over $50,000. Due to its supply being limited to 21 million coins, many expect its price to keep rising as time goes on, especially as more large institutional investors begin treating it as a sort of digital gold to hedge against the market volatility and inflation. But how does it work? Bitcoin is built on a distributed digital record called a blockchain. As the name implies, blockchain is a linked body of data made of units called blocks that contain information about each and every transaction, including date and time, total value, buyer and seller, and a unique identifying code for each exchange. Entries are strung together in a chronological order, creating a digital chain of blocks. Once a block is added to the blockchain, it becomes accessible to anyone who wishes to view it, acting as a public ledger of cryptocurrency transactions. Blockchain is decentralized, which means it's not controlled by any organization. It's like a Google Doc that anyone can work on. Nobody owns it, but anyone who has a link can contribute to it. And as different people update it, your copy also gets updated. While the idea that anyone can edit the blockchain might sound risky, it's actually what makes Bitcoin trustworthy and secure. In order for a transaction block to be added to the Bitcoin blockchain, it must be verified by the majority of all Bitcoin holders, and the unique codes used to recognize users' wallets and transactions must conform to the right encryption pattern. These codes are long, random numbers, making them incredibly difficult to fraudulently produce. In fact, a fraudster guessing the key code to your Bitcoin wallet has roughly the same odds as someone winning a Powerball lottery 9 times in a row. This level of statistical randomness, blockchain verification codes, which are needed for every transaction, greatly reduces the risk anyone can make fraudulent Bitcoin transactions. To put it simply, it's literally just a number. Depending on how much you want to spend, you can buy 1 Bitcoin, 10 Bitcoin, or a fraction of a Bitcoin, known as Satoshi, named after Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. Basically, 1 Satoshi is 100 millionth of a single Bitcoin. So 1 Bitcoin is equal to 100 million Satoshis. You might have heard Bitcoin mining being thrown around. Bitcoin mining is the process of adding new transactions to the Bitcoin blockchain. People who choose to mine Bitcoin use a process called proof of work, deploying computers in a race to solve mathematical puzzles that verify transactions. To entice miners to keep racing to solve the puzzles and support the overall system, the Bitcoin code rewards miners with new Bitcoins. This is how new coins are created and new transactions are added to the blockchain. The Bitcoin code is written to make solving its puzzles more and more challenging over time, requiring more and more computing resources. Today, Bitcoin mining requires powerful computers and access to massive amounts of cheap electricity to be successful. Bitcoin mining also pays less than it used to, making it even harder to recoup the rising computational and electrical costs. There are more and more transactions now, so the amount you get paid for each stamp is less and less. By 2140, it's estimated all Bitcoins will have entered circulation, meaning mining will release no new coins, and miners may instead have to rely on transaction fees. So what is Bitcoin's usage? Generally, Bitcoin is used as an alternative investment, helping diversify a portfolio apart from stocks and bonds. You can even use Bitcoin to make purchases, but the number of vendors that accept cryptocurrency is still limited. Just to name a few, Tesla CEO Elon Musk recently announced that you can now purchase a Tesla using Bitcoin. Other places include AT&T and Twitch, and even some small local retailers or certain websites might even take Bitcoin. In other countries, particularly those with less stable currencies, people sometimes use cryptocurrency instead of their own currency. Bitcoin provides an opportunity for people to store value without relying on a currency that is backed by a government. It gives people an option to hedge for a worst-case scenario. You're already seeing people in countries like Venezuela, Argentina, Zimbabwe, and countries heavily in debt, Bitcoin is getting tremendous traction. That said, when you use Bitcoin as currency, not an investment, in the United States, you do have to be aware of certain tax implications. Okay, so how do I buy Bitcoin? Well, you may have seen in-person Bitcoin vending machines, but these are mostly a novelty. Therefore, most people buy Bitcoin through exchanges. Exchanges allow you to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency, and setting up an account is similar to opening a brokerage account. You'll create an account and enter a payment method. At reputable exchanges, you'll be asked for information such as your bank account details or a debit or credit card. You'll then need to prove your identity with a driver's license, ID, or passport. After you've been verified, you can start buying Bitcoin with your chosen payment method and transferring it to your personal wallet. Major exchanges include Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini. Regardless of where you buy your Bitcoin, you'll need a digital wallet in which to store it. This is what's known as a hot wallet or a cold wallet. A hot wallet, also called an online wallet, is stored by an exchange or a provider in the cloud. Providers of online wallets include Exodus, Electrum, and Mycelium. A cold wallet or mobile wallet is an offline device used to store Bitcoin and is not connected to the internet. Some mobile wallets options include Trezor and Ledger. Cold storage or offline wallets is one of the safest methods for holding Bitcoin, as these wallets are not accessible via the internet, but hot wallets are still convenient for some users. Those interested in the safest storage should consider using a hardware wallet for all their long-term Bitcoin and cryptocurrency storage. Yes, Bitcoin is now expensive, but as I've mentioned previously, you can buy a fractional Bitcoin known as Satoshi. A common strategy people use to invest is dollar cost averaging, which you might have heard being used elsewhere, but for those who haven't, dollar cost averaging is based on the concept of splitting the desired investment amount into several smaller purchases made on a regular basis. Hence, since you're not allocating all your capital on the same day, it is impossible to invest all your money at the top. This is key for an asset class like Bitcoin, which can drop negative 50% from highs in a matter of weeks, as was the case in January 2018. Also, be sure you're aware that there will be fees, which are generally small percentages of your crypto transaction amount, but can really add up on a small dollar purchases. Finally, be aware that Bitcoin purchases are not instantaneous, like many other equity purchases seemingly are. Because Bitcoin transactions must be verified by miners, it may take you at least 10 to 20 minutes to see your Bitcoin purchase in your account. At this point, you might be thinking, what about the other cryptocurrencies? As I mentioned before, Bitcoin is the first and now one of 1,000 cryptocurrencies. More options mean more diversification, but should you look into buying something other than Bitcoin, like maybe Ethereum or Polkadot? Well, that is entirely up to you. Personally, I am an investor, not a trader, so for my style, the majority of my portfolio is in Bitcoin. However, there are projects out there that are really interesting, and if it's something you truly believe in, then do research at your own discretion, and maybe you'll find yourself wanting to invest a percentage of your portfolio in them. Like Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies also have white papers, so if you want to find out more about them, that's always a great place to start. What about all this talk about NFTs? Well, normally I was only going to talk about Bitcoin in this episode, but I recently received a request on my Instagram from @flygirlkai, shout out to her, who wanted to know more about NFTs. So I figured I'll do a brief explanation on what NFTs are, since everyone seems to be talking about them anyways. NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens. They are digital assets that can represent a wide range of unique tangible and intangible items. From crypto artwork and digital fashion items to collectible sport cards, virtual real estate, and even digital sneakers. Globally recognized brands like Nike, Louis Vuitton, as well as the NBA have already begun generating NFT-based consumer goods and services. Some of the top traded NFT brands, according to digital trading site CryptoSlam, include NBA Top Shot, CryptoPunks, and Street Fighter. The most popular NFT platform, NBA Top Shot, has sold nearly $270 million worth of unique NBA video highlights. Another popular NFT, CryptoPunks, was one of the first NFTs sold on the Ethereum blockchain in 2017. Which, as you might know by now, it's the second largest cryptocurrency platform outside of Bitcoin. In order to purchase an NFT, buyers must use digital currencies like Ethereum's Ether, ETH, or World Asset Exchange, WAX. While Ethereum is one of the most popular NFT currencies, each platform chooses its digital wallet service. WAX is popular for virtual character and video game related NFT purchases. The main benefits of owning a digital collectible versus a physical collectible like a Pokemon card or rare minted coin is that each NFT contains distinguishing information that makes it both distinct from any other NFT and easily verifiable. This makes the creation and circulation of fake collectibles pointless because each item can be traced back to the original issuer. NFTs cannot be directly exchanged with one another or broken down into smaller values like most currencies. This is because no two NFTs are identical, even those that exist on the same platform, game, or in the same collection. Think of them as festival tickets. Each ticket contains specific information, including the purchaser's name, the date of the event, and the venue. This data makes it impossible for festival tickets to be traded with one another. So why are NFTs worth millions of dollars? Well, like all assets, supply and demand are the key market drivers for price. Due to the scarce nature of NFTs and the high demand for them from gamers, collectors, and investors, people are often prepared to pay a lot of money for them. NFTs gain value off the same deflationary principles as Bitcoin. There's a limited number of the tokens, and the items cannot be duplicated. As I mentioned before, authenticity also plays a role in the rise of NFTs. The tokens are easily verifiable and can always be traced back to the original creator. In this way, owners of NFT tokens are able to fully possess the individual digital assets with the knowledge that they have the only token of its kind. The value of NFTs is also based on the product's immutability. And what I mean by that is that NFTs cannot be destroyed, deleted, or duplicated. The tokens exist solely on its native platform, stored on the blockchain. Elements from one platform cannot be moved to another. You may have heard of NFTs because of celebrities getting into the action. Billionaire investor Mark Cuban has been vocal about his investment in digital tokens like NFTs. He's auctioned digital goods online, as well as bought various NFT assets, including a Maxi Kleber dunk moment card from NBA Top Shot. Actress Lindsay Lohan has also gotten in on the action. The Mean Girls actress sold an NFT for $59,000 in February and posted a $15,000 Daft Punk NFT on the trading platform Rarible Sunday. Digital comic artist Chris Torres sold an NFT of his 2011 viral Neon Cat for nearly $600,000. Investors have expressed interest in digital assets in the past. In 2018, top investors invested $12 million on the digital equivalent of Beanie Babies, CryptoKitties. And now let's go over the key takeaways for today's episode. First, Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency that you can buy, sell, and exchange directly without an intermediary like a bank. Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, originally described the need for an electronic payment system based on cryptographic proof instead of trust. Second, the reason why it's worth money is simply that we, as people, decide it has value, which is the same as gold. Third, Bitcoin is built on a distributed digital record called a blockchain. As the name implies, blockchain is a linked body of data made of units called blocks that contain information about each and every transaction, including date, time, total value, the buyer and seller, and a unique identifying code for each exchange. Entries are strung together in a chronological order, creating a digital chain of blocks. Fourth, depending on how much you want to spend, you can buy one Bitcoin, 10 Bitcoin, or a fraction of a Bitcoin known as Satoshi, named after Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. Basically, one Satoshi is 100 millionth of a single Bitcoin, so one Bitcoin is equal to 100 million Satoshis. Fifth, Bitcoin mining is the process of adding new transactions to the Bitcoin blockchain. People who choose to mine Bitcoin use a process called proof of work, deploying computers in a race to solve mathematical puzzles that verify transactions. Sixth, Bitcoin provides an opportunity for people to store value without relying on a currency that is backed by a government. It gives people an option to hedge for a worst-case scenario. Seventh, exchanges allow you to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency, and setting up an account is similar to opening a brokerage account. You'll create an account and enter a payment method. At reputable exchanges, you'll be asked for information such as your bank account details or a debit or credit card. Major exchanges include Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini. Eighth, NFT stands for non-fungible tokens. They are digital assets that represent a wide range of unique tangible and intangible items, from crypto artwork and digital fashion items to collectible sport cards, virtual real estate, and even digital sneakers. Ninth and final takeaway, like all assets, supply and demand are the key market drivers for price. Due to the scarce nature of NFTs and the high demand for them from gamers, collectors, and investors, people are often prepared to pay a lot of money for them. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and a follow on Spotify. It helps me tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is not investment advice, and I am not a qualified licensed investment advisor. All information on here, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied are for informational, entertainment, or educational purposes only and should not be construed as personal investment advice. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or a broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information found on this podcast, expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financial or otherwise.